Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist alles, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Achasadra. We've had this word before. Basically, a chasadra is kind of an outside porch. It has a roof on top, it has a wall on three sides. It's totally open on side number four. But the roof has a problem. It's missing a piece in the middle. Shenizdika, there's a split throughout the entire width of the roof. So let's say I'm standing with my back to the wall. In front of me, I see totally open. On top of me, I see a roof, but there's a space in the middle that goes along the width of the roof from the back to the front. Zakhte Mishnah, Tumah Bitzadzev. The Tumah is on one side of this crack or split. Kalim Shebitzad Hasheni, the Kalim on the other side, Tahilim Atar. These two sides are considered two separate Oihalim. Now, unlike in the previous Mishnah, where the house was split and the door was on one side, so there was an issue if there was Tumah on the inside part, where's it going to come out of? Where's the Tumah going to come out of? It's going to have to come out through the door in front. So, Mela, we had to look to see, okay, so how wide is this opening in the roof? If it's wide enough, we can say the inside is a separate oil from the outside, meaning from the part of the house that's toward the doorway. But if it's not wide enough, then the Tumah on the inside would also be Matama, the front part. Here, however, it's different because the split is down the middle. There's no doorway by one of them and not by the other one. The whole side is open. The whole front side is open. So it doesn't make a difference. The right side, the left side, it's all the same. And therefore, once again, Tumah Bitzadzeh, Tumah on any one side of the crack, Kelim Shebitzad Hasheni Tarim, the Kelim on the other side is Tar. What happens if Nasan Esragli, a person places his feet, Oikana, or some type of a reed, Milmaulan on top, and as a result closes this gap, this opening between the two sides of the roof? Erev HaSatumah, by doing that, he connected the two roofs. The two sides of the roof now become one roof. And the Mela, if there's Tumah on one side, the other side will become Tameh. But what happens if, says the Mishnah Vayter, Nasan HaSakana Ba'aretz, this reed he didn't put on top to physically stuff up the hole between the two roofs, between the two sides of the roof. Rather, aligned exactly underneath the opening of the roof, he laid it down on the floor. So if I was standing on this, whatever he put down on the floor, and I would look straight up, I would see the crack between the two roofs. So like the Mishnah, Ein Meivi HaSatumah, that would not bring the Tumah to the other side. Achi Yegvoyim Na'aretz Peseach Tefach. Unless this Kana that he put down is a Tefach off the ground. If the reed that he puts down on the floor, running along where the crack is on top, if that was a Tefach off the ground, so now he sets into place good achis. And it's as if the opening is sealed by the reed, even though physically it's not, I don't see it, but the Loch L'Moshe Messina says it works that way. And the Mela, the roof is considered closed, so that if there's Tumah on one side, that Tumah will spread to the other side. There's actually a nidin over here, whether we look at the roof that it comes down, which is good achis, or do we say that the Kana comes up, which is good asik. You can take a look at the Taisus Yom Tov here, who discusses it. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, we have like this porch, looks like the bus stops, I guess. Totally open on one side, it has three walls, except the roof over here has an opening, a crack down the middle. Tumah on one side, it does not have any effect on the Tumah on the other side, unless he puts his foot on top and seals the hole, or some type of a reed on top. Then it's all one roof. If he placed the Kana down on the ground, along the line of where the opening is on top, that would not connect the roof unless the Kana is not mamish on the ground, but it's high up at Tefach. That would set into place either Gerasik or Gerachas. There are some technical differences, but Lamaisa, what it means is, even though the reed is at the bottom and the hole is on top, but it's as if it connects, and once again, you have one roof combining both sides of this aksadra.